In the United States, jury selection is underway in the Minnesota trial of a former police officer who fatally shot Australian woman Justine Damon Ruscek in 2017. 33-year-old Muhammad Noor is charged with murder and manslaughter. He's pleaded not guilty. The Somali-American policeman, former policeman, fatally shot the 40-year-old woman after she called police to report a possible sexual assault going on behind her home in Minneapolis. The shooting drew worldwide outrage and has led to the resignation of the city's police chief. Marsh Hulberg is a Minneapolis criminal defence lawyer and former chief prosecutor. He joins us now from the United States. Marsh Hulberg, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Before we get to this trial and what's likely to play out, can you remind us what happened on the evening of July the 15th, 2017, when Justine Ruscek-Damon was shot?
There was a call that came in to our 911, to our emergency police department. The squad car responded. Two police officers in a marked squad, a gentleman named Officer Harity was driving the car. Officer Noor was in the passenger front seat. They came down the alley. The driver's side window was down. They had pulled up and were in the process of checking it out, and I think it actually radioed to say they were going to clear the site because they had not received any other information. And at that moment, Ms. Damon walked up to the side window of the car, and Officer Noor reached across in front of, from the passenger side, reached across in front of his fellow officer and shot his gun through the open window, striking Ms. Damon and killing her.
So only one police officer, Officer Noor, drew his gun against and used his gun against Justine Damon Ruscek.
Correct. Correct. And this, some of the collateral issues that have kind of muckied up the water a little bit are that there's issues about a concern that there was an ambush going on. We assume that the defense in this case will be that the Officer Noor will say, I thought we were being called to an ambush, and I was firing my gun to save either for myself or my fellow officer our lives.
Okay.
From what I misperceived.
And we'll come back to the other officer who's already had been to trial and given evidence. We'll come back to that. But for now, what has Muhammad Noor been charged with? Because it's not just one charge he faces.
No, there are three charges. There are what in Minnesota we have murder. He's charged with murder two, murder three, and manslaughter two.
And the very quick
well, a little of that is the strategy of, and that's good prosecutors in the sense that you, I say it's like bird hunting. You throw a lot of pellets up in the air to hit a bird, and you don't care what pellet brings down the bird. The same thing here. You throw a bunch of charges up, and you want at least one of them to stick, and you want to give the jurors options that if they don't like the most serious charge, they have a fallback to some less serious charges.
So rather than just making it second-degree murder, if they feel that that doesn't meet the burden of proof, he doesn't get off altogether, most likely.
Exactly. That's the prosecutor's strategy, right or wrong, yes.
He's pleaded not guilty. Do we have any inkling into the argument the defense will mount?
We do. It'll be Minnesota has a specific statute that we have that authorizes, as do I think all states here in the United States, that authorize police officers to use deadly force that is authorized by law when they reasonably believe either their lives or someone else's is threatened or great bodily harm is threatened.
So they'll just say we were under threat and we were defending the rights of, you know, protecting the citizens.
Right, and that kind of sprinkles down to the facts that are there. There's some, again, the nuances of how this all plays out, we have to wait for the trial, but it's clear it appears that Ms. Damon slapped or hit the side of the car, perhaps to get their attention. There may have been a bicyclist on the other side of the car, so there may have been some activity going on in this dark alley at the time. And so kind of this combination of things that happen in 3 to 5 seconds, all are what Officer Noor is going to say gave him the concern that he thought it was an ambush, right or wrong.
And is it fair to say that in past cases, and there have been quite a lot of high-profile cases, particularly around black and white, you know, white police, black killings, it's fair to say that juries have tended to give the police the benefit of the doubt in that sense?
Oh, very much so. Across the United States, the vast majority of police officers, when they are taken to, when they have to get charged, and when they are charged, far less than half are ever convicted. I think one figure I saw was approximately 35%. I'm not sure if that's correct. In Minnesota, no police officer has ever been convicted of this charge.
So, do you think that the same odds face Muhammad Noor, or is different here in terms of, as I say, often in the past it's been white police shooting black individuals. This way around, we have a black policeman shooting a white woman. Do you think race is going to have a part in this trial?
Well, it's a very good observation, Mike, because we've stood on the head, the opposite of what our typical concern here is in our country, that now we have a black police officer with a white victim. Obviously, those are very much concerns. We have a very large, I think Minnesota has the largest Somalian population in the United States. And so we have a large Somali population, which makes them a big part of our community, but also can trigger prejudice from those that don't appreciate them being in our state. So very much in our jury selection, picking our jury, they're going to be, I call it sleeper, jurors, those that have their own hidden agenda. Either they're 100% for police officers, right or wrong, mm-hmm. or you have others that may be totally against police officers, right or wrong, or that are for or against minorities. And so those are some things that both sides are going to have to work very hard to try to get a sense of the people they're trying to put on this jury.
That's interesting too, because it'd be a crossover, I suppose, of some who believe, 100% police officers right or wrong, and yet who aren't comfortable with minorities. That might be a sort of an interest group that they'll be looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Complicated.
Yeah. Has the defence spoken publicly about this? Have they raised this issue of race and prejudice?
No, they haven't. I mean, we know that will be there. Obviously, that's talked about in all of our trials here. We actually have a legal term in Minnesota. It's called a Batson challenge, BATSON. It's where you cannot strike a juror merely because of their race. And you have to have other valid reasons. So you can't try to load a jury with just white people or black people, for example.
Right. What about, have they raised it at all, the issue of prejudice towards Muhammad Noor because of his race? And do you expect that the defense will allow him or suggest he testifies or not?
Yeah, well, on both of those issues, what has happened, I believe, today, the plan was that today at court, the jurors were getting a questionnaire, a very long questionnaire, I think at least 65 questions to answer, including issues about race, experience with police officers, those types of things. They're sent home for the day, for at least a day, while the attorneys and the judge look through those questions to see if they're in more fault that they need to do on a one-to-one basis, or if they'll talk to the whole group of jurors as a large group. So they're trying to ferret down on that. I'm 100% sure, confident, that Mr. Noor will testify. I think he has to. He has to explain what was going on in his mind and why it was reasonable for him to believe there was an ambush that was occurring. As you may know, in 10 days before this shooting in New York, there actually was a pretty well-known ambush shooting of police that occurred. So you can talk about whether that was in his mind. These officers actually went through ambush training before this date, so he can talk about what the training was he learned and why he felt this fit that profile or not.
You mentioned officers. There was another officer in that car, Officer Harrity, Matthew Harrity. I think he's already had his trial, hasn't he?
It's the statement he's providing. When they was first interviewed, he gave a statement as to what happened. He will testify in the case, but he has not actually had a trial.
Is that statement public? Is it public what he said about the shooting and about the role of his partner?
It's not at this point. I believe it was part of the internal police investigation. The defense would have it. They would know about that. And I expect him to be a supportive witness for the officer. I think he would say that he was reaching for his holster. I think we have pieces of what was said that has come out through the paperwork in this case, but I don't know if the actual transcript of his statement has been available to other than the defense lawyers. I don't know that.
All right. Marsh Hallberg, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Marsh Hallberg is a Minneapolis criminal defense lawyer and former prosecutor. And the trial of Justine Damon-Rudshek is due to start soon. The jury selection is underway now in this Minnesota trial against the former police officer who fatally shot the Australian woman Justine Damon-Rudshek. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:26.